Chapter 10, Ontology. There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. Ephesians 4, verses 4 through 6. The term ontology is derived from the Greek on, meaning being. It is neither a system nor a science of thought or thing. It is the practice of being. It deals with the universe or whole as indivisible and inseparable, one infinite I am all in all, without beginning or end. Metaphysics overarches and transcends physics. Likewise, ontology overarches and transcends metaphysics. Moreover, as metaphysics does not mingle its practice with that of physics, neither does ontology confound itself with the usual metaphysical viewpoint. Ontology accepts one substance only, spirit. Therefore, no matter or materiality, one mind, infinite and all-inclusive. Therefore, no human minds, no mortal mind, no mentalities. One indivisible being, therefore no mankind, no personalities, no individualized consciousnesses. Ontology presents consciousness as one whole inclusive of body and universe. In this presentation of being as one infinite indivisible all, we accept Christ's teaching that I am the way, the truth, and the life. I and my Father are one. Therefore, we are this one and no other. We turn our vision to the real and the true, the absolute and complete, and hold it here. We see no corrections or adjustments to be made, no thing or thought to be healed or perfected. Willingly, we let go both physical and metaphysical viewpoints that to us, perfection may be all in all. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 28. Jesus was the name given him who, for our sakes, assumed the form of a man or individual. He knew that he was God, perfection, and not man, imperfection, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Philippians 2, verses 6 and 7. Embodying the eternal verity, I am the truth and the life. We are verily accepting the body of Christ, for Christ is the truth of our being, calling, come unto me, and the Christ reality of yourself. Take possession of it as your very own. See no other, hear no other, speak no other. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of Christ, bearing witness that I am come, I am with you always, the life triumphant. When we adopted metaphysics, it was time for us to put away former physical ideas and practices pertaining to our health and well-being. Now, accepting ontology, the time is at hand to put aside the prevailing metaphysical viewpoint which gives credence to two worlds, the spiritual and a material, two powers, right and wrong thinking, two minds, the divine and immortal, two beings, God and man. Furthermore, and of even greater importance, we are to renounce absolutely and altogether the belief in multiple individualities or consciousnesses. To be sure, eternal gratitude for every thought and everything which lifted us from physics to metaphysics ever remains with us. But we know from within that we must continue on and up, nor ever cease to seek until we have found ourself, with a capital S, to be the truth and way. Adopting ontology, we transcend the standpoint which admits of multiple human minds and a universal mortal mind, multiple people called mortals, mankind or humanity, together with their respective miscalled bodies. We do this joyously and with no disparagement or dispraise, making no attempt to spiritualize, redeem, or correct the things in an assumptional, finite world. We hold our vision steadfastly to the universe of truth and reality, to discover such verities as eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. The Christ message in its entirety presents the presence of perfection everywhere. Thus we are not to acquire perfection, but know that we are it, and need only to expand our activities from this standpoint. Perfection is the substance and reality of all being, of life, and of all things. Be ye perfect, even as your Father is perfect. Be ye holy, as I am holy. How could we fulfill such admonitions unless as the one all? Believing otherwise restricts progress and thus prohibits the necessary ascension. The only way we can speak with authority is to speak as the one, for this only is omnipotent. The one way we can be perfect is to be that perfection which is all. In the practice of reality, we eliminate terminologies pertaining to lesser viewpoints and formulate terms which best express the meaning of the true and the real. Knowing that we are divine and not human, we may now outline and create according to our desires and aims, which emanating from this mind must be and are pure and holy. Our success as mind is assured and self-sustained. In fact, we may now do creative work of all kinds, not as labor, but as joyous expression of the self. This constitutes our self-existence. There is no lack of comprehension, desire, or ability in the perfect one mind or intelligence which we are. What a marvelous outlook! What a profound and all-embracing viewpoint! Life is that substance which is spirit. Thus its forms are forms of spirit, not matter. In the one universal consciousness, there are multitudinous spiritual identities. These identities are not outside the body of life or consciousness, but spiritual ideas included in it, as there is no outside to that which is one all. This explodes the theory of reflection. Identities are not individualized, but are in and of the one universal consciousness, which is the forever life, truth, and love. In life, the whole, no identity can molest or in any way harm another, for life is indestructible. Nor can mind understand or mistake itself, nor love fail to be that which it eternally is, love. Ontology discloses that we are the kingdom of heaven. We are the Bible or Book of Life. We are mind, body, and universe, since they are the inseparable all. Seeing this great reality, we should be eager and willing to give up all contrary theories. When that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 10.